1:30 p.m. here in the Iranian capital of Tehran. You're watching Press TV's World News. Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has lashed out at the U.S. military policies in the region. Ahmadinejad was addressing students and academics at the Lebanese University in Beirut. Ahmadinejad said the U.S. is killing civilians in Afghanistan in the name of fighting terrorists. He also touched on the world's state of economy. He blamed the U.S. for many of the global economic problems, saying America is printing billions of dollars without reserves. He also spoke of the West's efforts to monopolize the nuclear know-how. He said nuclear energy has many applications, but the West equates it with atomic bomb. The president was also awarded an honorary doctorate degree in politics by the Lebanese University. Well, to discuss President Ahmadinejad's visit in Lebanon a little more, we're joined by our correspondent, Ali Risk. He's on the line with us from Bent Jubail in southern Lebanon. Well, Ali, it's day two for President Ahmadinejad in Lebanon. The president is scheduled to visit southern Lebanon later on in some of the villages there. Many are calling it the focal point of the president's visit. Please tell us more about that.
Exactly. This is considered the focal point and the main spectacle of this visit. This is what everyone has been waiting for. I think that's the best way you can put it. I'm standing now here in Bent Jubail, which is just less than a kilometer away from Israeli settlements on the other side of the border. So the presence here of the Iranian president is very, very significant. Also, we have heard that on the other side of the border, right at the time where President Ahmadinejad landed at Beirut International Airport, at that same time there were protests by Israelis on the other side. So it is considered to be a very important visit, and this voyage to South Lebanon is very much worrying the Israeli side. Many Israeli officials have spoken about this visit. And if you take into consideration the rhetoric of Iran's president regarding Israel, and add that with the fact that he's going to be standing just less than a kilometer away from Israeli settlements, that by itself is something which is considered to be truly amazing, and also, according to some observers, points out to the geostrategic strength of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Regarding the speech which you made reference to when it comes to the issue of atomic energy or nuclear energy, I found that that speech was a very good way to defend Iran's right to pursue nuclear energy. In some way or another, he didn't say it directly, but in some way he also hinted that Iran could play a role in world affairs, such as helping with the economy and helping with medical issues, which medical matters where nuclear energy could come of use. So he also tried to speak about or tried to hint at the fact that Iran could play a very, 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 very important and progressive role on the world scene. And that was a very smart stance, especially when it comes to defending Iran's nuclear program. Now, the lashing out at the West, you have to recall that this comes after many Western figures such as Hillary Clinton, such as the spokesman for the U.S. State Department, in addition to Israeli officials, lashed out at this visit and said that Iran is playing a role of destabilization. So that also might, what he said today might also be considered as a response to the American administration, whom he considered, after the speech he made today, to be the source of destabilization with the policies in Afghanistan and Iraq, in addition to the economic policies and the financial crisis which he made reference to. For now, we are awaiting the arrival of the president. The president is expected to arrive in Bent Jubail in about 2.5 hours from now, to make a speech in the city of Bent Jubail before heading to Qana, the village which witnessed two massacres by the Israeli army where many Lebanese civilians, including women and children, were killed. He's set to go to Qana to visit that city, which is very symbolic, before he heads back to Iran. Of course, before heading back to Iran, he will be meeting with the Iranian community in Lebanon.
Well, Ali, I believe that the Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is meeting with the Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri. What can you tell us about that, and how far does this meeting go to confirm also your statements and many analysts' statements regarding that this visit is more about state-to-state relations between Iran and Lebanon?
Exactly. This meeting in particular between the Iranian president and the Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri I think this meeting in particular points out to the fact that this is state-to-state relations. We all know that there was enmity before between the Islamic Republic of Iran and Prime Minister Saad Hariri, who used to accuse both Syria and Iran of meddling in Lebanese affairs. The Lebanese Prime Minister, however, has welcomed this visit, as have many other people close to him, many of his advisers. And so, yes, particularly this meeting between Hariri and the Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad points out to the fact and highlights that Iran has been successful thus far in making this visit be portrayed as a visit of state-to-state relations. The economic agreements also help to make this successful. We all did know Hariri's stance before. And I think that the stance taken by Hariri and his welcoming not only reflects his own personal conviction, but also might reflect the conviction of Saudi Arabia, because we all know that Saad Hariri is very close to the Saudi royal family, to King Abdullah. And we have to also remember that before arriving to Lebanon, the Iranian president held a phone call or a phone conference with the Saudi King Abdullah before arriving. So this also might reflect some kind of rapprochement or improved ties between Saudi Arabia and Iran, the fact that Saad Hariri is welcoming the president of the Islamic Republic. So it seems things are headed towards better ties, and it seems that Lebanon as a whole is moving more into the realm, which includes countries like Iran and Syria, in addition to Turkey very recently.
All right, many thanks. That's Press TV's Ali Rizk on the line with us from Bent Jebail in southern Lebanon. The Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who is on a two-day official visit in Lebanon, will be going to the southern city of Bent Jebail, and we will be covering that as well for you here on Press TV.